FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is October 17th, 2018. It is Cannabis Legalization Day in our neighbor to the north. I'm talking about, yes, Canada has legalized cannabis throughout the country. It's been de facto legal for a while, but we'll talk more about that later. And I invite your emails. You know, it's the best part of my day, kicking back at an undisclosed coffee shop, banging down some Java, reading your emails. It's really just a wonderful experience. Makes my day. So make my day. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. And as always, we invite you to join the show, be a part of it, because we get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails into the studio. We answer them all. It's always great to hear from you. kl@kerrylutz.com. Hey, by the way, this show is brought to you by Blinkist. If you're pressed for time like me, but you love to read, with Blinkist, you can get highlights of literally thousands of different books all over the place. You can listen to them audio, and it's just a great service. Blinkist.com/FSN, BLINKIST.com/FSN. Hey, so it's time for another Triple Lutz report, and this is show number 463. You know, I wrote a piece about the Kavanaugh confirmation battle last week and didn't get around to doing a Triple Lutz report on it, but I really wanted to. So it's a little bit late in the day, but it's still timely, I feel, because the election's coming. You know, I don't really like getting into politics. You do know that, right? But however, it's important. A lot is riding on every election at this point. It's really the culmination, the final battle. Think back to Terminator 1, where they send John Connor, they send his sidekick back into time to go after the Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, because the Skynet organization of whatever they are, androids, whatever, they are on the edge, they're on the brink of defeat, and the only way they can make this thing work is to kill Sarah Connor so that John Connor isn't born. And you know what happens. Well, it's a little silly. It's a good plot for a sci-fi thriller, but it really, you know, it's a little out there. But my point is this, that we are in the final battle here. The final battle, I don't know if it's good against evil, but it sure looks like it. And the Kavanaugh deal was just another manifestation of that. And Kavanaugh, look, this is a guy who's literally a Boy Scout. I doubt he ever even handed in an assignment late in school. Yeah, he liked to party, he liked to drink, but the fact of the matter is, this is a good guy. The family looks good. But you can't really try to reason with this group on the left. There are people you can reason with who will listen to reason, but there are others who absolutely will not listen. And you just have to be aware of it. So this article I wrote called "The Fun Has Just Begun." And, you know, while the Democrats are still lying in the dust, in the mud, beaten up, exhausted, and spent, what's Trump doing? He's energetic, he's beaming, and he's been on an emotional high ever since then. You've seen him doing one rally after the next, after the next. Now, one thing you got to realize about these rallies, they're no longer covered by national media. They don't want to give Trump any airtime whatsoever. But they do get covered by local media within these markets. So when Trump does a rally in Montana, maybe only Fox News will be the one to carry it. You will be able to watch it on YouTube live and the recording. But the local media, no matter how much they despise Trump, they are broadcasting these rallies. So he's bypassing the national media and he's putting the local media, the local affiliates, to his biding. You know, they're doing what he wants. And that's why none of these polls make any difference. Remember, October is National Lie to Your Pollster Month. Don't forget to do it. If they call, lie and tell them you're voting for a third party. Tell them you're voting for Ronald Reagan. Tell them anything but the truth, because they are the purveyors of lies packaged in a scientific package. They just market them that way. We had a video of Nancy Pelosi, who's kind of losing it, and she's talking about this thing called the wrap-up smear. And it's amazing. She's like proud of it. Like, this is what we do. And false accusations will get made. They'll get one of their buddies in the media to write a story on it. And then they spread the story to the rest of the media. Look, you see these montages constantly where they're using the same term, you know, Kavanaugh sex abuser, Trump animal abuser, animal rights abuser, whatever it is. And you know that at 4 a.m. in the morning, there is a list, used to be called journal list, of the day's meme, of the day's talking points, and the media carries the water. That is their job, not to inform you, but to push an agenda. And of course, they are extremely effective in pushing this meme. So you've got to look at this and you've got to be critical. Look, I don't even watch television news. I read it. I find it's the most effective means of taking in information without emotional bypass. So really, you got to look at it and you got to say, these guys are what they are. You're not going to change them. And all you can do is ignore them and lie to the pollsters. The media sponsors the polls. It's a $1 billion industry. Let's all lie to them. That's the way to do it. So look, the Kavanaugh confirmation is what winning is all about. And Republicans of yesteryear would take this as a good time to rest upon their laurels and celebrate, but not this president. You got to remember, and I wrote this article a while ago, he is the workaholic in chief, and he's on the offensive bigly. And he's taken it as a sign, like, push the advantage and really destroy the party. Look, there's blood in the water, and now would be a great time to inflict near fatal damage upon his sworn enemies, both in the Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, and in the media. And Trump is the master of Churchill's, and it's not just Churchill's, it's before him, but modern day Churchill's total war concept. When Trump rode down the elevator that fateful day in June 2015, he alone knew that it was a fight to the death. To everyone else, it might have been a joke, but to him, the stakes could not have been higher. Well, however he wound up, whether he was recruited by military intelligence, whatever it was, he knew once he went down that elevator, this was it. And fight to the death, it's blood sport. So Kavanaugh is in, but that's just the beginning. Sun Tzu, unlike Civil War General George McClellan, would not let his enemies retreat only to fight and shed blood another day. No, he and Donald Trump would recognize that the timing is right for inflicting mortal defeat upon the enemy. And from the beginning of Trump's meteoric rise to power, I stated that it's always a bad idea to be betting against him. He's won time and time again, and there's no let up in sight. If the Democrats had been a real party and not a gaggle of miscreants, they would have recognized that a Trumpian tide would lift all boats and just go along for the ride. They could have sat back for 8 years, wisely chosen their battles, and watched their public approvals numbers go up. And instead, they suffer from a massive case of oppositional defiant disorder. If Trump were to rescue a litter of puppies from a kill shelter and bring them to the White House, they would be accusing him of animal cruelty. Hey, Blinkist. Go to Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/FSN.
I'm a reader, and you got to check that out. You know, the list of books that you want to read or those people suggest you read, it's just never ending. It's always, always expanding. You simply don't have time to read them all. And our sponsor, Blinkist, has solved your long list of must-reads once and for all. Blinkist is the only app that takes thousands of the best-selling nonfiction books. It distills them down to their most impactful elements so you can read or listen to them in under 15 minutes, all on your phone. With Blinkist, you will expand your knowledge. You'll learn more in just 15 minutes than you can in almost any other way. Plus, you can listen to it anywhere you like. I've gotten Blinkist. You should definitely get it too. Look, I like to listen to Blinkist while I'm driving off to an undisclosed coffee shop for my morning shot of Java. The Blinkist library is massive, from timeless classics like War of the Worlds to current Amazon bestsellers all over the place. You just can't find a better source of books and information out there. You know, my personal favorite is The Silk Roads by Peter Frankopan, and it's titled A New History of the World. It's just an 18-minute read. Amazing book. I know you'll like it. And the best part is that Blinkist is constantly curating and adding new titles from best of lists, so you're always getting the most powerful ideas in a made-for-mobile format. It really is amazing. You know, there's over 5 million people using Blinkist now to expand their minds 15 minutes at a time. You should get started today. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for you FSN community members. Go to Blinkist, that's BLINKIST.com/FSN, and start your free 7-day trial today. That's Blinkist, BLINKIST.com/FSN. Get started today on your free 7-day trial. You can cancel anytime. Again, Blinkist.com/FSN.
So, look, we're back. It doesn't matter what the issue, Trump will be completely and fully opposed. Sun Tzu is big on picking the time and place of battle. The lesson has gone over the limited intellectual capacity of the modern Democrat Party. They are too busy defending the Alamo of their failed beliefs and policies to notice that they're out of powder and out of ammo. The slaughter is upon them. How much longer can they continue before they realize the futility of their cause? No answer necessary. That's a rhetorical question. It's obvious that they believe they must kill their party to save it, and they're getting their wish. Before World War II, it is said that the great General George Patton, who really single-handedly perhaps won the war in Europe, look, he took on Rommel in Northern Africa and sent him packing. He was a visionary. And he believed that another great war with Germany was inevitable. So he spent much of his time in the 30s traveling Europe, exploring potential battlefields, and devising strategies to defeat this future enemy. And so too with Donald Trump. Before he lowered himself into the gladiator pit of modern American politics, he visited with potential friends and enemies alike. He studied them for their strengths and for their weaknesses, knowing that one day he would be poised to slay the deep state dragon. And those who could be made allies, such as Senators Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham, they would be converted and sent out to do battle on his behalf. Those who couldn't or wouldn't see the wisdom of Trump's ways, like Jeff Flake, would be politically destroyed. And we're seeing it now. No greater defender, proponent of Donald Trump's policies than Lindsey Grahamnesty. He's still pushing for amnesty for illegals, but it seems like his heart is just not in it. So now the battle is on, and the scenarios that Trump spent years preparing for are rapidly becoming a reality, and there's no stopping him, and there's no stopping the Democrat Party hellbent rush to self-immolate. And while they're sighing a note of exhausted relief after the Kavanaugh defeat, the Democrats, that is, President Trump is already prepping for 10 more battles. He's that far ahead of them. The Democrats are reminiscent of a cornered platoon in Vietnam. If you saw that movie Platoon, you know what I'm talking about. Knowing that they're surrounded by the Viet Cong and facing certain defeat, they call in the artillery and they bomb their own position in hopes that they can take out more of the enemy than of themselves. It didn't work in Nam. It won't work here against a superior adversary who is already lying in wait. In this era of asymmetric political warfare, Ho Chi Minh, like Donald Trump, has seen to it that their paths of retreat have been cut off, the napalm is primed, and their days are numbered. So what do you think about that? Let me know. Love to get your emails. Don't forget about Blinkist. Very cool service. So you can stay up on all those books that you will never, ever have a chance to read. It's Blinkist.com, BLINKIST.com/FSN. Hey, so there's other things happening in the country. Look, with Kavanaugh, my friend said, is he going to make it? Are they going to stop him? I said, look, he is in there. Nothing is going to stop him. I knew it. There was never a question. And the midterms here, like I've said in the past, the only blue wave is that tidy bowl thing going down the toilet bowl along with their dreams. It's going to be a red wave. I don't know what the final score will be in the House, but the Democrats made a major unforced error and they're screwed now, but they were kind of had Hobson's choice, because if they just let Kavanaugh go through without any effort to destroy him and stop him, then they would have lost a lot of their base. Their base would have been totally demoralized. Look, I always say in elections, you have to run for something. You can't just run against something. That's true mostly, okay? In times of war, where a country is fed up with war, yes, you can win by running against the war, but you're running for something. You're running for the end of the war, to stop the war, stop the madness. That's what happened in 2000, I guess, in Bush's second term, when Pelosi and the Democrats took over both the Senate and the House, where they got shellacked. So, and arguably kind of what happened during Obama's two midterms, where they just said, we hate Obamacare, you forced it upon us, we're going to drive you out. But the Republicans ran on the platform of repealing it. They lied, of course. They never had any intention of doing so. But nonetheless, running against something doesn't work. Running against Trump is just not going to do it. Where are their policies? Where's their vision for the country? Where is their desire to make the country a better place? I don't know about you, but I haven't seen it anywhere. And you probably haven't either. And not only that, you're not going to see it because they have zero vision. It's simply a quest for power. And that is the biggest reason why they aren't going anyplace. This so-called enthusiasm filled by hate, just doesn't cut it in the U.S. Maybe it worked in Nazi Germany. Maybe it worked in the communist countries for a while. In a democracy, it doesn't work. Hate is not a platform. And there's plenty of things to find fault with the president for, but there's plenty of things that he's done that are positives. Whether it will hold off the eventual collapse or not, my own personal opinion is no. But hey, we got to try in any event. And at least with somebody like him there, we have a possibility of finding our way after the eventual collapse. But more on that later. Hey, take a look at the site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sign up for the newsletter. While you're there, you know, take a look at all of the posted commentaries we've done, all the work that we do. Our webmaster, Stefan, every day spends hours looking for good articles for you to check out. It's really a great thing. I love doing the site, love doing the show. Hey, this has been another Triple Lutz Report. Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.